We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Governor Newsom isn't the only elected official who took the oath of office in Sacramento today. Just to name a few, there is San Francisco's own Betty Yee as controller, the East Bay's Tony Thurman as superintendent of public instruction, and San Francisco resident Eleni Kunikalakis as lieutenant governor. Phil, I'm going to have to work on pronouncing her name.
Just call
her
Eleni.
I'll get it right. Certainly a lot of Bay Area clout in Sacramento.
Malia Cohen, the former president of the Board of Supervisors, is now up there at the Board of Equalization. Fiona Ma used to be on the Board of Supervisors, State Assembly. She's up there as what, treasurer? And, of course, as you said, there's Gavin Newsom as governor. And let's not forget U.S. Senators Dianne Feinstein and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris all sprang out of the Bay Area, San Francisco and Berkeley, as did Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House. It's a lot of power for nine counties sitting on the northern part of California to have.
Okay, so local government in Northern California is sort of a farm system for the big leagues, I guess.
It is. And, you know, the reasons are, you know, there's a couple of reasons for it. First of all, it's we vote more than just about any other place. I mean, between Sacramento and Monterey, you've got a block of predominantly Democratic voters that rival any other area of the state. Los Angeles has a lot more people, but their voter turnout is legendarily low. I mean, people just don't seem to have an interest in politics. Maybe up in the Bay Area, for whatever reason, we are interested. And we turn out in much higher numbers, which gives anybody from this area an upper edge. And one of the reasons why they have an upper edge is because of the media. KCBS, for example, has an incredible reach all over the Bay Area and Northern California. So these people that we've named are regulars brought up in news over the years as they're going up the ladder. They're being much better known all throughout the Bay Area. So like KCBS and the Chronicle sends this all out to the area, reinforces it every day and lets these candidates get a lot better known than they ever would, let's say, be in San Diego or Los Angeles, where people are more interested in Hollywood and traffic.
Phil, was it always like this in terms of the Bay Area's dominance in state politics?
Yeah, it's been an interesting. Take a look back. We had Governor Jerry Brown just exiting. He was came out of San Francisco originally. His father was Pat Brown. He came out of San Francisco. Leo McCarthy came out. Willie Brown came out. The Burton brothers came out of here. Historically, yes. If anything, they've actually sort of wielded more power in front and behind the scenes. There was Don Perotta was the state Senate president out of the East Bay. We have a way of electing these people and continually to elect them. And also, so they learn the politics of it. They learn how to work the media. They learn how to work the issues. They learn how to work each other. And it's a dogfight in this area because it's like a contact sport here. So when they get to the Sacramentos or the Washingtons, you know, a lot of times they feel like they're up there against, you know, some amateurs that really haven't been in the ring and gotten knocked around. Nancy Pelosi's rise as the first Speaker of the House was phenomenal and done large part because of the power she had working the Democratic Party in the state of California and in San Francisco.
So, Phil, in the 30 seconds we've got left, I'm going to shift gears here, but actually tie them together in that the governor today, the new governor, Gavin Newsom, said that he wants to unite North and South. Can he do it?
Of course he can, as soon as they can figure out how it gets the water.
It's all going to boil down to that water issue, isn't it?
Always does. Always does. I don't think we might be united in geographically. We might even get a few votes. But I think spiritually, when it comes to the water and things like that, nah, it's always going to be divided.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.